Radio's Prattcast with Stephanie Pratt and Wells Adams.
We have been waiting for this day for so long, and it is finally here. You guys don't understand how hard it has been for me to tread water on this show and just try to figure out what the heck to talk about for what seems like 9 months now. But finally, MTV decided to put out this television show that they teased back in 2015 last night.
So wait, well,
The Hills.
You only wanted to do this podcast
Homecoming.
Because we were talking about The Hills. And
obviously,
the last like 9 months were absolute torture for you.
I was sold on this show of, hey, listen, The Hills are coming back. Awesome. Dope. We should do a podcast about it. Hell yeah, let's do that. Let's get in the studio. 9 months later, we're finally here.
You didn't care about Harajuku girls that weren't in Hong Kong?
No. Just
so
everyone
many great
listening
memories.
Knows, the show was supposed to come a little earlier.
Yeah.
April.
Correct. And then they pushed it back a little bit, which...
Yeah.
Oh, and that was for my birthday, because I'm so crazy about my birthday, you guys.
Yeah, I know.
As if.
Anyways.
It got pushed back because there's more drama.
I loved the episode last night, by the way.
I'm so happy to hear that.
I mean, there's just a lot of players involved. And so it was like, okay, wait, so there, then this person, and then this person. Oh, then that person, I forgot about it. And then... They're starting to add new people.
And we sprinkled in a little Pam Anderson.
And then all of a sudden, CJ's back in town. Come on. I mean, that was the greatest
thing
in the world.
Just ripping on his cupboards.
Oh, I know. By the way.
His house was pretty clean for a mom to be, like, irritated.
Can I just say, like, there's so many staged sets in there. Like, when Audrina was, like, unpacking, I was like, there's nothing in those boxes. There's no way there's anything in those boxes. Someone was just like, go put some boxes and write like bathroom stuff and throw it in there.
I had a few moments where I was like, is this real?
And which ones?
We'll get to it.
Well, in like Brandon's cupboard, I was like, really? It's like peanut butter and cereal.
That seemed more
That's
real
all
to
I
me.
Have.
Is that really? Okay.
And string cheese and a ton of frozen Amy's food. Lean cuisines, only the chicken enchiladas, and pizza.
Okay.
So that's I feel
your,
that.
That's your house? Your
yeah.
kitchen?
Really?
I don't have any food. I've only been to the market 3 times.
Do you eat vegetables?
I'm never.
Wait, hold on. We've been waiting for this moment.
Okay, yeah. Back to.
For all our lives.
Calm down.
And we're talking about lean cuisine
okay,
right
I'm
now?
Sorry,
what
Wells.
Is up with Brody and Caitlin? I'm like befuddled.
Do you want to go right into that?
Yeah.
You want to jump into that absolute
yes,
dumpster fire
I've
of a relationship?
I've been thinking about it all night.
I mean, I just feel bad for both of them.
Me too. And then I started watching their press they did yesterday to see what their body language was.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, what's happening?
What press?
They were on KTLA.
Oh, my favorite. Oh, my God.
It doesn't even look like they like each other.
On the show, it really doesn't.
I mean, he slept in his car, by the way, which is like also go to a couch or something. I don't understand why you go to your car. Does he have like a nice big car to
well,
sleep
that
in?
Truck. I thought that's why they showed the gratuitous shot of the giant truck.
All right, that makes sense.
What did I miss?
Did you watch the
what?
Show?
Brody went out with Spencer, is what I assumed, and Frankie, and went out late and came home, and Caitlin was like real mad at him, so he slept in his truck.
No. What happened was...
Did you see him get in the truck?
No. That's what happened was she was mad because he came home like past curfew or whatever. And I guess she like went off on him about that. He slept in the bed.
Past
and
curfew?
Then,
what's that, I know, by the way?
He slept in the bed and then in the morning he went and slept in his car to get some extra sleep because she was angry.
I didn't gather that.
And then he was hungover, so he went and got some champagne, which...
That was epic.
Got some respect for you on that
do
one.
Do you know how hard I laughed? Okay, so the reason why I'm like fuzzy on that
yeah.
is because I was live Instagram storying.
Okay.
She made that beautiful egg toast.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then they just bicker.
Wait, I laughed so hard when Brody said that he doesn't drink or drink hard liquor.
Yeah.
I was cackling.
Really?
Like on the floor, rolling around.
Because that's not
dying.
True.
I am bullshit. Brody.
Okay.
We are taking shots all the time.
Yeah. That checks out.
I mean, hilarious.
Sidebar, he is smoking hot, and so is Justin Bobby. Like, they are
Justin Bobby
so
was wearing
hot.
Full makeup at the after show.
Guy liner in the after show. We were talking about it before the show started.
Oh, my God.
Definitely had guy liner. And you know what? Here's the annoying thing about Justin Bobby. It still works. He still looks good.
Amazing.
Do you know what Justin Bobby did? This is what Justin Bobby did. Justin Bobby went and looked at all of Johnny Depp's like early 90s looks and was like, this is what we're going to do this month. We're going to do...
Here's what I like to say. Hey, Brody. Hey, Justin Bobby. You're aging like a fine wine.
Yeah, I know. They're like Paul Rudd over here.
Wow.
Paul Rudd? Really?
I was weirdly attracted to them both.
Yeah.
But
I was
yet,
too.
I was totally befuddled by the fighting.
What about Brandon?
Not feeling it, but that's just my personal taste.
Looks exactly like his dad.
Love that that's his parents.
Also, why is he in a feud with his dad? So many unanswered questions.
That's really crazy.
Oh, that's not unanswered.
That was a physical altercation like months ago.
Google that.
A year ago.
Okay, but Google it wasn't answered on the show.
No, but how about the shower shot? I saw like that.
You see some man,
Brandon
some man
Lee kind of butt, fuzzy butt.
Some ball fro?
No.
No?
That stuff?
I don't love the risque parts.
Yeah.
I wish it was like classy.
Oh.
Like Heidi in the bathtub. Like, lol. And like Brandon, I just keep it classy.
We've been jumping around on this. So I feel like it's a little fragmented, which makes sense because that's kind of what this podcast is. But here's the one thing that I couldn't help notice when they started going to your brother and Heidi a lot. Why do they have the wine glasses that can fit an entire bottle of wine in them? They have to hold them like they're torches and they're going down into the catacombs. They're so big. Why do you guys have such giant wine glasses?
They drink every day.
No,
I fully noticed that and thought she had a harder time holding it than he did.
And then like Gunnar started crying and she like put down the wine and he's like, I'm going to drink your wine. She's like, that made me really mad. And I'm like, how much wine is in this house?
How do they have
a lot.
What appeared to be full-time assistants.
Makeup and hair?
They had one said assistant, one said Gunner's something.
Gunner's assistant.
And one was cutting
it's a
hair.
Nanny and her makeup artist.
Okay.
Looked like they had a lot of help.
But are they like always there?
Yeah, it's their friends.
Cause that's
and
crazy.
Perez Hilton as their godfather, so they've got a cool crew.
I think
Whoa. Perez Hilton is the Gunner's godfather?
I found that out during the series. And that says everything about these two people.
By the way, in the tease to the next episode where Perez Hilton and Misha get into it, Perez Hilton literally does what he does on his website in real life, where he somehow spins it to be an attack on him and not on Misha.
And he's the godfather. I mean, it's just like, for f***'s sake.
That's crazy. But whatever. Also, you asked earlier, like in earlier episodes, if I would be able to tell you who the star of the show is. So I'm going to tell you because I thought about it.
Gunner?
No. The star or the stars of the show is Adrina and Justin Bobby.
Oh, God, I kind of agree.
Oh, for sure.
100%.
I shed
Do you know that
tears.
It sounded like Adrina was going to narrate the show?
Really?
Well, at the beginning of the series, it's her talking, and I feel like maybe she had been doing it,
mm-hmm.
and they changed the format. But yeah, I think she was set to be the narrator.
Well, she gets
definitely the star.
She gets the open scene, right? And then you get the second scene, which is great.
I've never looked at it like this.
Yeah, I liked your kind of like, here I am.
Oh, I watch TV, and I watch reality TV like that too, because you can tell who is important by how they're lining everything up.
You think?
For sure. I mean... It's like a cake. You layer it in the way that you want people to, before people check out, or, you know, like leave the show, they want to make sure they get you in the important things. So like, I think Adrina, like, I don't know what's going to, like, but they're going to get married at the end of this thing.
Like, no.
Everyone is shipping this so hard right now.
Agree.
You know?
I cried. I actually shed tears, not once, but twice. Once when she was by the pool talking about the divorce, and then again when she broke down with you. Human tears falling down my eyeballs. I was like, what is wrong with me?
But that, that when she's crying to me, that's later on, and it's a different context. It's not about
when in the episode last night.
Yeah. When she says, I have to protect myself, and she's crying to me.
No. When she's at the poolside with Heidi and
Whitney. That was the first time she talks about how hard the divorce is.
Yeah. But you just said she cries to me.
Oh, maybe was it in one of those confessionals? At some point, she talked about the divorce again, and I cried again. Mm. What was she talking to you about that I have now forgotten?
I think it was like, it shows her crying and
me. Yeah, at the lunch.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
You two weren't having lunch?
No, we were standing up. I was wearing a leopard jacket.
I thought you were at a table outside. See, I'm going to have to watch this episode a couple times. Continue.
Anyways, that's different context. Oh.
But anyways, if these two, you know what this is? This is Ross.
And Rachel.
And Rachel.
Great.
This is Jim.
And Pam.
And Pam. All right?
Peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah, exactly.
Jake Ryan and Molly Ringwald.
Wow. Our older listeners are appreciating.
That's for the older people.
That John Hughes reference right there.
He's so smoldery. Are you not finding him to be so sexy and hot?
No, I've never ever thought he was hot.
I'm a completely straight man, but even I will admit, I get it.
He was like, really?
I totally get it. And
I even like pretty boys, but I mean,
he's not pretty at all.
That's why I don't like him.
He's a dirty
dude.
Like,
that's
filth, like, you know, not like that, but like, he's Johnny Depp in the 90s. Like, that's what he is.
I totally agree. I kept looking at him and being like, do I know you?
Yeah.
The surfing, Brody and Justin Bobby surfing.
Oh, they're sick at surfing.
And they're such babes. Like, just all wet and babe-alicious.
Oh,
like, look,
God.
For the older ladies out there, tune in. Like, this thing is happening.
I know. And
No, I could never date anyone that wears
like, I love
eyeliner.
Me The Bachelor. I'm not going to lie. I love
and
it.
And also, his clothes are always falling off. Like, look and pay attention. He wears the tightest jeans. His butt is always, like, ripped off. And he's got, like, safety pins as, like, style. Whenever he's at my house, he's asking me for like bobby pins,
Justin Bobby,
and safety pins.
Yeah, none of this surprises me.
I know, but how are you going to date someone who's got like ragged clothes?
No,
he's got eyeliner on.
No problem.
He's wearing bobby pins, and he's always sucking on. He flosses his teeth. He's always sucking on a toothpick, or he's flossing his teeth in public. No joke. He even had it when we did the after show with Michael Strahan, and he even said he was like, "Are you flossing?"
Fresh breath might be a priority.
No.
Gum disease.
Oh my God, you too.
Is okay. A serious the fight against gingivitis is real. Okay?
I also like they're a little bit older. That's what I was gonna say. They're a little older than the guys on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, Justin Bobby.
All right, so here's what I think is going to happen.
Okay.
I think that Brody and Caitlin are going to split up. I'm sorry, but I think that this is just from the first episode. I think they're going to split up, and there's going to be some new love interest with Brody. I think that Audrina and Justin are going to be off and on for like at least the entirety of the first season, and then the tease will be for season two that maybe they get together. That's what I think is going to happen.
That's my dream, but I don't think it's going to happen.
No?
I don't think Audrina and Justin Bobby are going to end up together, but I would love if they did.
They're going to end up together and he's going to burn her.
No.
You think they're going to get together and then he's going to dump her?
He's a touring musician. This is a story as old as time. What are you talking about?
I thought he was a hairdresser.
He said he's a touring musician on the after show.
Yeah, I know. He's always touring. He's in a band. It has a really
and
funny
even Strahan's
Bobby
like,
rocks.
Strahan's like, well, you can jump on a plane or like... going in the van's tough. And she's like, yeah, well, I've dated musicians. You just got to fly to where they are.
Right. Remember, she dated Ryan Cabrera.
Yeah.
She's
got weird taste, man. It's all over the board.
Right?
What's happening here?
And that was the funniest. Last night, I also died. I can't remember who said it, but I was just like, even on my Instagram story, I was like, worst advice ever. Someone was like, it's always best to go back to an ex.
Agree.
No, the
what?
Dip back in the well.
No,
the
quote, move on, people.
The quote was, the best rebound is with an ex.
Oh.
Because you know what you're getting, at least. You know if they know how to work everything. Which I don't disagree with wholeheartedly.
Okay.
Also, if your ex is Johnny Depp circa 1993.
Oh my God.
Jump back in there with Edward Scissorhands. Let's see what he can do.
His band is called.
Oh my God. And he's a haircutter. Edward's. Oh my God. His band should have been called Edward Scissorhands.
Is it called Bobby Rocks?
Bobby Rocks. Oh, come on. It's such a good name.
It's all too good.
Bobby Rocks. Here's the thing. Bobby Rocks.
I think I love to hate him.
Oh, now you're turning into hate? No, this sounded like an obsession.
No, he just like he's that guy that you're just like, ah, he does this to every girl.
No,
it's
you're gonna love him.
Really?
He really is his own character, and he's not on the show as Audrina's on and off.
Yeah.
He is like fully independent from her, and he's deep. He talks about his family. Like he opens up so much. Like the whole cast, including me, were like, this is like incredible. Like you're fucking cool.
Yeah.
So you guys are like going to fall in love with him.
My favorite thing about him right now is he has the, I want to speak to the manager haircut and I still like him. This guy can pull off literally anything. Bobby pins in the butt. Okay. A band name named Bobby Rocks. All right. Even worse, but whatever.
And he lives in a treehouse bungalow.
Lives in a treehouse bungalow. Do you know what he is? He is the dean of MTV.
Yeah, very well said.
He is the dean of MTV.
Deanie bags?
Deanie babies.
Deanie
bags. He's the guy that you know you shouldn't date because he's going to be off traveling the world doing his thing, but everyone wants that guy.
And you wonder, how often do you shower?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
Wait, I have an idea. Let's take a break. I have an idea.
Okay. A couple of days ago, there was the MTV Hills premiere in Los Angeles. And I don't know if we told you this, but we sent out Tori to go interview all the cast. And
oh, I saw her.
Oh, did you?
Oh, I did.
You didn't like blow her cover, though, right?
Yeah, it was like, broadcast team. have you interviewed Spidey yet? Tell me everything.
So we've got some clips from the red carpet, and I wanted to play some of them for you, and then we'll talk about it.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Let's start out with Brandon Lee. I feel like this will be a good one.
Who do you think started the most drama?
I've said this 100 times tonight. Spencer Pratt.
Oh, not Stephanie Pratt. Yep.
No, Spencer Thanks, Pratt, 100%. Well, both of them. They're both.
You said Spencer Pratt first, though.
Yeah, Spencer. Yeah. They're both out of their minds.
Team Steph Pratt, love it, Tori.
I love that Tori was defending you incognito. That was well done, Tori. I'm proud of you.
That's so sweet.
So he says that Spencer is the most dramatic, and then you're a close second, that you're both crazy. How do you feel about that? Are you close with that dude?
I'm not really.
Yeah.
I mean, I like joke around in interviews, always going like, he's so hot, and same with my Instagram story, because I know he loves it.
Yeah.
But like, I don't even think I have his phone number.
Do you think
Which is so weird because I read an article and he said that the first time he met me, I was a bitch.
Yeah.
But it's so weird because the first time I met him, he was like talking to a producer about to like, you know, film, I think for the first time. I don't know if it was. And so I didn't go over to like introduce myself right then because it looked like, you know, very serious. And the rest of the night, he was just chatting up girls, and he had all these girls, and like he looked like, you know, an arrogant mini Brody. And I was just like, okay, well, I'm not going to be one of those girls that's like, hi, Brandon.
Yeah.
Because he is like 10 years younger than me as well. So, yeah, I was not going to be a groupie. But I was never a bitch. Like, once we did, like, actually meet, you know.
Well, this is a little bit of a...
I know where you're going with this.
Yeah, like... a repetitive thing that we keep hearing, like when we had Chad on a couple episodes ago, he was like, the first time we met, you were mean to me.
Cause he was like literally that arrogant guy being like, oh, I'm Chad. Look, I don't like arrogant guys, obviously.
Uh-huh.
I think girls have really spoiled men these days.
All right. Let's do Frankie Delgado. We got a clip from him. I want to hear this one.
Well, for Stephanie Pratt specifically, I honestly want her and Spencer to mend whatever they're going through. I love them both dearly.
He seems like the nicest guy in the world.
He really is. Like, he's just one big teddy bear, like with a heart exploding. He's so sweet.
Yeah. All right, I like Frankie.
Love Frankie. He's the only person I stayed in contact with.
Really? And yeah, and he's about to throw you a birthday party.
I know.
Which, by the way,
not a birthday party.
Screw you, MTV, for cliffhanging us on that. We are building up to that one moment, and then we don't get to see it.
Episode 2, my welcome home party, is freaking bananas.
I love how you get like the first 5 act. This is how. So here's my thing. I think that Audrina and Justin Bobby are the stars, and I think you might be 1A. Because you...
I like how you did A, 1A. Yeah, just say 3.
Then 3. Because Audrina opens the show, then it's your thing, and then the entire show basically is about leading up to your birthday party, and then we cliffhang
welcome
on
it. Welcome home party.
A welcome home party, whatever. And then, so now we know that it probably acts 1 through 3 in next episode is going to be your birthday party.
Welcome home party.
Welcome home party.
Stop aging me, freak.
Sorry. Can we just talk about Misha Barton real quick?
Sure.
She seems so confused to be there. And I think also America is very confused as well.
Do you think?
I think everyone is confused about Misha Barton, just in general. I'm sorry, not trying to be mean. She seems lovely. But she just seems like a fish out of water. Now, here's my question. Are you guys actually friends? Because, like, she comes to, like, hang out with you on the beach, and I'm sitting there being like, I don't believe this.
And she called you Stephanie. It was a dead giveaway. Yeah. I was like, oh, you don't really know each other.
Mm-hmm. We've known each other, like, early 20s.
In passing, maybe. Yeah. But
no,
not
we went
besties.
Out.
We
really?
Out. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Can I just tell you really quickly something so funny?
Yes.
Okay, so during the press tour, when everyone was asking Misha, like, you know, why'd you decide to do this? How'd you like it? What was
she
the
said, my best friend,
like?
Stephanie, mm-hmm. Said to do it.
Lol. She was like, you know, well, MTV was stalking me. Like, I, you know, I didn't know what I was going to do. But then, like, they started showing up, like, everywhere. Like, they came to my hair salon. Like, when I was getting my hair done, they came to the salon. And they were like, you have to sign up. So, like, because they stalked me for 3 months, like, I did it, and I don't know how the experience was. All of a sudden, Brandon Lee cuts in, and he goes, Misha, bullshit. You are a super fan. You used to find out where The Hills was filming and go find them.
Really?
She, oh my God, speechless. I was dying. Brody and I, like, we were all dying. And she goes, well, yeah, like we would find out when it was filming, and like
your impersonation of her is spot on.
Really?
Yes.
This makes her interview she did with Tori weirder.
Okay, oh my God, ready for this? She goes, well, you know, like we'd find like the soundtrack and we'd be like, can we listen? Like, we want to hear drama. Can we like wear the headphones? It was Nicole Richie who was like really the super fan. She kind of just like dragged me there.
Okay.
Do you die? So she's saying MTV is chasing her.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so we caught up with her on the red carpet. I gotta hear what Misha had to say.
Oh my God.
Did you watch The Hills originally?
I actually didn't because I was busy doing the OC, but
oh,
I was really aware
God.
Of everything that they were doing, and I was fans of theirs. I thought they were fun.
So how are you fans if you didn't watch the show? Literally.
See, this is why it's confusing.
It's not confusing.
No, just
straight up. She.
Her in general is just confusing. Her being on the show, confusing. Her not being a fan, but being a fan, confusing.
Her story is confusing.
Everything
about it changes up.
Yeah.
It needs to stay one story.
Yeah.
So let's just say you watched the show a lot and you stalked us.
Yeah.
No one stalked you at your hair salon. You stalked us. So what did you think about her on the show? Like,
I'm just confused.
What about the trailer with her in press?
Juicy cannot wait. Is that next week?
Mm-hmm. That's at my party.
Yeah. I mean, it's.
Bring it.
Really. Here's my thing. I really hope she's able to stand her ground, but I don't think she's going to be able to. I think that he, not to say that she's not smart, but he has been having to put out fires and argue mm-hmm. his point for so long.
Yeah.
He's
he
like
knows
my brother.
How to do
it. It's impossible to go against them.
Yeah.
And my brother is worse because it's 2 against 1. And so no one ever believes me because they've already got the majority. And what do sheep do?
Flock.
They sheep it.
They flock?
They all stick together.
It does seem like there's also a
So it's impossible to go up against them. And it's same with Prez because he's so manipulating. I mean, it's just him and Spencer are the exact same. You just don't win.
There seems to be a Brody Spencer fight coming. I saw some clips of that.
Yeah. Okay, so we went on your Instagram and we asked people to call in for questions.
Mm-hmm.
We've got one from...
I've never done this before. This is cool.
Yeah, this is Nick, 35 years old. Let's hear what he's got to say.
Hello?
Nick, you there?
Hey, Nick.
Hey, guys.
Oh, my God, this is so
Stephanie.
Cool. Oh, my God. Hi.
Hi. So I thought the show was all right last night. But I'm just worried Heidi and Spencer are going to hold the show back again like they did the first time around.
What do you mean by that, hold it back?
Because I just feel like, you know, when Heidi and Spencer, they act all sleazy, they just kind of set the tone lower, that the bar for the tone lower than it should have been. I feel like we could have gotten more, Lauren would have expressed more of herself the first time around if it wasn't for, like, Heidi just being jerks.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just want to see Stephanie on the show having her own storyline that isn't about Heidi and Spencer at this point.
You know, Nick, that is, like, so sweet, because when I saw the trailer poster, like, honestly, like, I was appalled. Like, I've given my entire life. I've sacrificed my parents in this. Like, my whole life has changed forever.
So you better get yours.
But, like, in the trailer poster, like, I can already tell they're trying to make me Spencer's sister in it.
Honestly,
like, not being in it and, like, how, I don't know, it just feels like they're taking my identity away. I hope
is that the
shows
one where,
through.
Is that the poster where Misha's, like, way out in front?
Yeah.
It looks like she was photoshopped in there, by the way. Yeah. I wanted to say that. Like, I don't think she was there for that.
It was me, and then I got photoshopped.
Maybe so.
You have so much to offer outside of just, you know, whatever Spidey is doing. And it's just, they're so one-dimensional at this point. And it's just, I just don't care. There's nothing they do intrigues me at this point. And, like, you're always full of surprises. And you always take chances. And that's what I really kind of want to see on the hills or out anywhere at this point. So.
All right.
Nick. That's so nice. Thank you for the support.
Nick, thanks for calling into the Prattcast, buddy. Have a good one, man.
Nick, let's hang out. I love you.
Yeah. Thanks. Bye.
All right, we got another call from Ariel. Is it Ariel or Ariel?
Ariel.
All right.
Hi, Ariel.
Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Do you have a question for us?
Ooh.
Yes,
we sing every Prattcast. I love it.
So I guess my main question would be what it's like reliving some of the stuff, you know, from filming prior and then now kind of sitting through it again. Is it weird at all, or, you know, do you kind of, is it like just because I was watching your Instagram stories and it's kind of, you seemed a little shocked that some of the stuff you were reliving is that weird for you, or is it kind of just, you know, you've been in reality TV a little bit, so now it's just kind of, you know, you're used to it?
You know, this sounds like really bad, but it is like I was born yesterday every day. I think that is part of the reason I'm on reality TV, because I get so shocked and I am gullible, and I just always think that it's going to be good, and then I'm just always shocked by people's behavior, because I really do keep it real 100%. And like what we're talking about earlier with Misha, like, these stories don't add up, you know, throughout the show. And honestly, like, when one of the stories I did last night where Heidi comes for Misha, it's just like, she is the girl that is mean always. And like, that is showing, because before that she says, I feel really, you know, sick to my stomach or something about seeing Stephanie. Well, yeah, because you f***ing have been a bitch to me for 10 years. You know, like, and they're just already turning it on me. It's just so frustrating. I mean, my problem with this series and with coming back to LA is all the rumors that these people start about me. The entire series, there's probably 4 rumors about me that just aren't true. But again, you know, the majority sticks together, and it's sheep, and it's not tell the end that everyone's going to be like, got it. She never lied.
So here's my thing. This is my question. When I watched back like Bachelorette or Paradise, the shows that I'm on, I'm always like, oh, I didn't know that happened, but that all happened. Like, I'm never like, that didn't happen. Or like, they edited that weird. Do you ever feel that way where like, that didn't happen? Or
no, it's completely real.
Right? I think that's a good thing for people to like hear those, because that's the one question I always get. It's like, it's not really real. It's scripted. And I'm like, no, that's just what happened. Everyone just wackadoo.
Yeah. Ariel, did you like the episode?
I did. I loved it. I like that you're more of a focal point, especially because, you know, sometimes it can be so centered on specific people. But, you know, I like, because I watched Laguna Beach and I watched The Hills, you know, the original, and it's just kind of awesome to see getting to grow up with you guys and then seeing, you know, the kind of new parts of your life and aspects that, you know, and I think it's cool that you are being so open, and I think it's very brave just to kind of address some of this stuff so publicly. But yeah, I love the episode. Definitely think it's exciting to have Nisha and Brandon on and get to know some new characters and faces with Jason and Ashley, which, yeah,
oh my God, just like you said,
I love the episode, and so I'm really excited to see how this season unfolds.
Oh my, I think you're going to be really happy. I'm so happy you loved it.
On a scale of 1 to 10, last question, how hot is Justin Bobby to you?
You know, wasn't very attracted to him, like, in the first, you know, the original Hills, but now I think he's, like, definitely as tall as, like, 9 or 10.
Yeah. No way! Oh my, I think, again,
gotcha.
This is, like, I mean, this is wild. Wild. He's so hyped up right now. I think everyone is like on the Justin train.
Good for him.
For real.
Ariel, no, thanks so much for calling in, dude.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Of course. Have a great rest of your week, guys.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, we got one more from Christina, who's in Canada. How about that?
Oh my God, my favorite. Oh my gosh.
Canada?
I've been talking to E-Canada on the carpets lately, and every time I say, you guys are my favorite. Canada is my favorite. When the whole world is at war, I'm moving to Canada.
Okay. That's good
and
to
also,
know.
When I first went to Europe, when I moved to Paris, I literally told everyone I was Canadian. Yeah. And they were so nice to me.
Yeah, smart move.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And I love hockey players. Oh my God, Canada rules.
Christina, how are you?
Hi, Christina.
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're great.
You got any questions for Steph?
I guess like my biggest question would be, what is the biggest difference, I think, doing The Hills a second time? Because I think before, like I was saying to the producer earlier, I found you so relatable the first time you're on the show because you were so normal. And I don't mean that in like an offensive way.
Oh, I've never been called normal. Thank you. Thank you.
In a sense that like, you kind of seem like, okay, you weren't sure what you wanted to do with your life quite yet. Like you had these ideas and you clearly had goals, but you weren't sure like what you wanted to do. And I just find that so relatable because everyone else on the show was like, well, I'm going to be this and I'm going to be that. So I guess what's the biggest difference going back on the show a second time? Because it kind of seems like now you really have a much more, I guess, level head with everything and you're really confident in who you are.
You know, and the only reason that I've grown like that is because right when The Hills ended, I moved to London and I did a show over there for 5 years, a clothing line, jewelry line, nutrition supplement line. I had a best-selling memoir. I'm not bragging, but all I did was work myself to the bone. And, you know, I wanted to do it to make my parents proud. And I just became independent. I wasn't Spencer's little sister anymore. I was confident because I get all of my confidence and self-esteem from working. That's why I love to work. And I put work before dating and everything. This time around, I just really, really thought that things would change, you know, like with my family. I didn't think that this was going to be the broken record. I really thought.
I honest to goodness thought it was going to change too. Like I was super against your brother and his wife, like in the first, I guess, saga of The Hills. And then I started following on social media and I was like, gee, maybe the show was really edited. Maybe it was really fake because they seemed really down to earth. And then all of a sudden, once they started getting, you know, that inkling of fame again, like The Hills was coming back, I feel like they really switched who they were again.
They just never changed. I mean, at home, they're like an incredible couple. They like feed hummingbirds and love each other so much and are such
social media.
Great parents to Gunnar. They're unbelievable as a team, the three of them. Like, they're a beautiful family, but with me, I don't think it's ever going to end. And I kind of thought that at the end of the episode last night. I'm foolish for thinking things would change this time around after 80 years.
That's totally fair. I think people do see through it, and I hope that they do for sure, because I know a lot of people, like I said, support you that I know. So,
yeah, I mean, I do want to warn you, it's going to be like super up and down. So I'm sure like your feelings about them will, you know, change and maybe be good. So it's just a roller coaster. Please stay on the ride.
I definitely will. Thank you so much for taking my call, and I hope you guys enjoy the rest of the episode.
Christina, last question we're asking everybody. Scale of 1 to 10, oh, how hot is Justin Bobby?
Honestly, I feel like an 8. Like, he's not my style, but he's new and improved, for sure.
Like, even when people aren't into him, he's getting 8s.
Right.
I hate this guy.
I think Brody was an 8, too.
Yeah.
I thought Brody
looked... I feel like he's one of those guys, though, that, like, it doesn't matter what he wears or what he does his hair like. He kind of just has this
JB or I call him JB now, like Justin Bieber, but he's just Justin Bobby or Brody. If you had to be stuck on an island with one of them.
This is so funny.
I don't know. Oof. I think I've always been a Brody stan, but I kind of, after seeing him with Caitlin last night, I was like,
we haven't talked about that yet.
We touched on it.
I think Justin Bobby.
I did too. I feel like he'd treat you nice. I really do.
You gotta come over. No, Justin Bobby will
build the life raft and leave you behind.
I don't think so.
No.
Yes.
I
know.
He'd be like, I gotta go to Prague for a show. Yeah, I'll see you later.
He would, like, while you're sleeping, he would wander away and leave you.
I don't know.
I think he'd be very philosophical. He'd at least provide some entertainment.
Yeah. True. Yeah.
Time
really
will heal all. Yeah. He'll give you some wisdom. And you'll be able to think about it while you're there by yourself, because he left you.
Love you quoted that. You're sick.
All right. Thanks, Christina. Have a great day.
Thanks so much.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. We've got one more. And then I want to talk about the after show, because I feel like there was a lot there. Okay. We got Stephanie on the line from Chicago. Stephanie, how are you?
Oh, hey, Stephanie.
Good. How are you? Hi, Stephanie.
We're great. Thanks for calling in.
What's your question?
So, I mean, I guess it's more of a statement than it is a question. But so obviously I watched the premiere last night and I thought it was great. I've been watching since the very beginning. But on the after show, Heidi and Spencer, you kind of called them, well, you did call them out. And then I go and listen to their podcast today, and Heidi, you know, is basically a hypocrite because she talks about everybody else, but then she says, oh, people talk about me, but they'll never say it to my face. And then when you do call her out, she like shuts it down and says, oh, we're not talking about that anymore.
Oh my God, wait till the next episode. So I have tried. I mean, we fight off camera. I mean, all the time. You know, we both live in the Pacific Palisades. So the after show, I actually like teared up. I don't know. Did you watch my Instagram stories?
Yes, I did.
So I left New York just like on cloud 9. I had finally won the 2-1 impossible fight. You know, they've been lying and saying, every time people say, like, you know, how's your relationship? And I'm like, it's not good. Like, I found out on my birthday that they had a baby on the Daily Mail. And, you know, my mom didn't tell me. They didn't tell me. I found out with the rest of the world. Like, that's so hurtful. And they turned this in to Stephanie. Like, it's so selfish and self-centered that you can't be happy that I gave birth to this beautiful boy. Like, how are you not celebrating and happy for us? You just make everything about yourself, and that this stole attention from your birthday. I mean, you're just fucking awful. Well, she doesn't swear. And so I was like, this isn't about my birthday. I'm not wild about turning 32. If it was my 21st birthday and like I was having like one of those huge sweet 16 parties with like cars and stuff, maybe I'd be upset. This was turning 32. I was in front of Zara waiting for it to open when I saw this on the Daily Mail. So throughout the entire series, so they don't look like assholes, they have been lying and saying they told me in advance they're always saying, Stephanie, we told you days in advance. We told you days in advance because Gunnar was already like a week or 2 weeks old. No. So when they're on Skype, I said, that is a blatant lie. Admit it. And they're like looking at each other, smiling. This is all cut out. Like, this kills me that this was cut out. And they're like smiling at each other and they finally admit it. Like in front of the whole cast, Michael Strahan, a live audience. This is why I know I can say it, because the whole live audience saw this.
Yeah.
They both looked at me and they're like, fine, we never told you because we had a magazine cover in the works. And I said, thank you. And I was like, everyone, like, I have not been lying.
Yeah.
This entire time. Like, they make up. And because it's two against one, and they're just so, like, Spencer is just really, like, commands a room. I never have won. And I finally won. And that's, like, the whole thing why I don't talk to my mom is, like, she never believes me. Like, she believes Spencer through that. Like, she never believes me. So, I mean, this season has really changed my life. But the after show is just, like, the satisfaction that I really deserved and needed after all these rumors about me throughout the series that you'll see.
Oh. Well, I hope you don't stop standing up to them, because I feel like their responses are very vague. Like, they never elaborate on anything. They always just say, oh, she's lying. Oh, she's making up. Well, elaborate and show receipts or whatever it is to prove that she is lying, if you are lying.
Right.
You know?
He just gets loud and shouts at me and, you know, calls me names. He just, like, he can never have a conversation and say, you know what, Stephanie, we didn't tell you because we weren't on speaking terms. What's wrong with that, you know?
Exactly.
Don't say you're lying to everyone. We told you days in advance. Why are you doing this? Why are you upset that this took attention away from your birthday? I mean, don't make me look like this asshole who cares about turning 32 so much.
He also did a weird thing where he answered a question with, like, we all love Stephanie, she's great, and was like, wait, what? That didn't really answer the question.
I know.
That's what he says to every, that is his go-to press comment about me. It's, she's a great addition to the show.
Yeah.
And that's them trying to look good in the press and not have any controversy. So it looks like I'm the one on my podcast and always.
Yeah.
But how else am I going to tell the truth? It's not fair, especially when stuff like that is being cut out. Like, I have to get my side of the story out, or else people are going to believe these monsters.
Yeah. And they're just so fake, because they talk about how everybody talks about them, but then they do the same thing. I actually just listened to their podcast earlier, and I mean, Spencer was talking and then Heidi, she was kind of talking but then she goes, well, I hope nothing but the best for Stephanie. She's got great things going for her. But, like, why can't you say that to her face then, to your face?
You know, it's so funny in the episode when she tells Audrina, when Audrina's, like, upset about, like, where she is at the way beginning, she goes, Audrina, you're beautiful, you're smart, you have so much, like, that is memorized. I get that speech, like, at Christmas.
Really?
Yeah. Like, she's just so, she's as fake as she looks.
Yeah. Stephanie, thanks for calling
in. Wait, ask her the question.
Don't worry. Okay. We got a bit now.
We've got a bit.
We're asking everyone, scale of 1 to 10, how hot is Justin Bobby?
He's definitely a 10. Maybe a 12.
Maybe a 12.
Wow.
Well, a 12 cancels out the 8, so that means he's just rolling on 10s.
Stephanie, wait, can I say one more thing?
Yeah.
And in the after show, you can see, like, when they come on, I'm pissed. Like, the whole cast is so tense because none of us wanted them there. That's why I'm sure they Skyped in, not because she was throwing up, but, like, you can see my facial expressions after that piece where I get them to admit it. I am, like, so smug and smiling, and it just makes no sense if you're looking at me during the after show, because I'm pissed off a second and then I'm smiling.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can tell that has been cut out, because I was so happy after. Like, honestly, it looks like I'm, like, nuts, like, angry, happy.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Thank you. Thank you for seeing that, Stephanie.
They said that Caitlin reached or bent over and whispered in your ear, like, good job, Stephanie. Or something. I forget what they said. They said or that she said, but.
Yeah, no.
Like, oh, of course they cut that out.
Yeah. And thank you for that. Yeah. Like, after that all happened and they left, the whole cast was just like, Steph, like, good job. Like, you stood up to them, like, we love you. And Strahan was like, for anyone that didn't think this show was real. And then everyone was like, our hands are sweating. Like, you, I mean, you can tell how tense everyone, like, none of us look happy at the after show. Like, it was very tense.
Yeah.
But yeah, the cast, like, honestly, I love them. Like, they all were so supportive for the, like, kind of the first time, to be honest, because they were on the sipping the Kool-Aid with Spidey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Stephanie, thanks for calling in, dude.
Thanks, Stephanie.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, later.
Bye.
Bye.
Can we just talk about the after show real quick?
Mm-hmm.
How, number one, who's that woman that was with Strahan?
Sarah.
Yeah, okay, who is she? I don't understand. What's going on? Also,
Easton, will you double check? That's her name.
Also, how could he do that? He works for ABC. Like, how is it even possible that he's allowed to host an after show on MTV? Contractually, I'm confused. And basically, because why didn't they call me to do it?
I emailed someone named Kristen.
Yeah.
And I said, do you still need hosts for the after show?
Yeah.
Or any other carpet or events or anything?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, we always love a name to have.
Oh, okay.
I submitted you.
All right, well.
But I think they'd already booked Michael Strahan.
And some just random
woman.
No,
she's not random. She's on GMA, and they have
Is ABC cool with MTV? I'm so confused.
And then they have their own show, Michael and Sarah. They have their own show. She's awesome. I don't know if she's pregnant till, like, she said it.
Yeah.
She looks bomb.
All right. I think we broke it down pretty well. Is there anything that you were annoyed with the show?
Yes, the trailer.
Okay.
It makes it look like I am hooking up with Justin.
Yeah.
Because it shows us in a scene where, like, I'm sure he just made me laugh, so I'm smiling.
Yeah.
And then it goes to, like, me making out with someone with, like, long hair and a hat.
Yeah.
And one, not making out. That's another rumor on the show, which is really fun.
You and...
No.
Justin Bobby?
No. With this other guy.
Okay.
That guy is Mike Utzinger. So that was not Justin. For everyone watching the trailer thinking that I would do something like that, never would.
Okay.
And I also did not kiss him. God, everyone just start with me. I honestly feel like Taylor Swift drama follows me.
Yeah.
Literally everything in this series is rumors. Nothing is true. Yeah. I am, like, even the entire time. And yeah, hopefully you guys will freaking see that. Why are you laughing? It's really hard.
Did I reference Blank Page or Blank Space, whatever that song is?
It's true though. Like, drama follows me. I'm so chill. Look
nice
how chill
you.
My dog is.
Where you been?
You know? Like, I raised him.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
You've known me. How
I know,
chill am
but
I? I'm
you
in
are,
Converse
but
right
you
now.
Being upset about that is confusing to me because that's how that goes. Like, of course they build up the drama.
Oh, for sure. But it's not like, just one story. It is my entire existence
I know,
on
like,
this series.
On The Bachelor, Bachelorette, every season, the trailer opens with, oh my God, what happened? And then there's an ambulance. And then someone riding away in the ambulance and someone going, oh no! And then you find out it's like, you got a splinter. You know, it's like, that's how they do it. You can't be mad about that. That's just how it goes.
No, but I just want the fans of Prattcast and our listeners to know, stick with it before you stop listening to Prattcast because you start believing these rumors.
Yeah. All right.
I'm saving as well.
Listen.
I'm doing some, what is it? Control? Background control?
Damage control.
Damage control.
Yeah. Okay. We've got two Spencer clips and one Heidi clip from the red carpet. Okay.
Yes. The premiere party after?
Yeah. Okay, so let's do first one, just random Spencer one. Just go for it.
On this season, yeah, you see my mom. We go drinking with her.
No.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot of white
your
wine.
Mom's
very fun.
Wait, that's so cool. And how's your relationship with her? Is that...
Yeah, it's great. I feel like, especially since having Gunnar, I, like, need her mom advice so much more, especially because my mom's in Colorado, so it's really nice to have family around.
Does that annoy you?
I just, like, love it.
You do?
I love it because it's just like lying off her face.
Really?
Do you think my mom is around Gunnar?
Yes, I do.
Do you see her in the Instagram stories ever?
I don't follow them, but...
She's not.
All right.
I'm sure my mom would love to be more involved.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. It's just like how Heidi lied about having a nanny for a year.
Mm-hmm.
I do it all myself.
Oh, but she had a nanny?
Yes.
All right. Okay.
And then people started finding out. So she was like, it's an assistant, which was like funny.
Yeah.
But no. Just admit it's a nanny.
Are you excited to have your mom on the show?
I'm excited to see what my mom and Spencer and Heidi look like when they're together, the three of them.
Yeah.
Because I've never seen that, obviously. So I'm really, you know, I don't talk to my mom because of how they are.
Yeah.
So it'll be, I'm really actually excited to see for myself what that relationship looks like.
All right, Tori caught up with Heidi on the carpet. What's that clip sound like?
So when we actually renewed our vows, it was more meaningful than the first time, and I definitely cried because it really just set everything in. Like when you're saying the vows in the beginning, they're just words, and then when you live them, it's like, wow, we really have done this and lived this, and this is true to who we are. And so it was great to like refresh and recommit.
Is Gunner part of it at all?
Of course, Gunner's part of everything.
I love that. I didn't really think about the words I was saying the first time around, and I didn't really think that they were that important, but the second time around really hit home.
You know what? I was like crying. It was so beautiful.
Yeah.
The thing about them is they make love feel tangible when you are around them.
Wow.
Like, I think everyone watching it, like, the way Heidi looks at my brother, I mean, there is just so much love. It's like almost desperation. Like, it's just like, I love you so much, and you really feel it. I think everyone was tearing up.
Yeah.
And same with Spencer. I mean, their love, really, what they've been through, their love is so beautiful.
Yeah.
I will say that.
You know what's not beautiful?
What?
Spencer's haircut right now. I'm not.
You know,
it's
so funny.
Not here for it.
Is like, he thinks fashion is just wearing Gucci and rude, literally.
Yeah.
And the haircut.
It's just, here's the thing. I know that you and your brother are, at odds right now. I've got no real beef with your brother, but I'm just saying this, Spencer, if you're listening, it's a bit too high and tight. You know, it's a little too high and tight. You got to bring down the sides just a little bit. Because it makes the top of his head look like very pointy. So I'm just saying, bro to bro, too high and tight.
Quick question.
Yeah.
What did you think, watching them, if you didn't know me, you only watched The Hills.
Yeah.
You didn't ever read press about them or anything. What was your take on them or on one of them? Were you excited?
Yeah, it was good to see them. I liked that they're both like pumping the crystals, you know, like they're both doing it, you know, it's a family affair now.
Oh yeah.
You know, I liked seeing the little boy, like when he was getting his hair cut, which by the way was too high and tight, like Gunner was like hiding underneath the smock. I thought that was cute. Like they seem like a pretty, and also like even in my family, it's similar. Like my family's close, but I could see like a sibling being like, we got to go to this. We got to go to the birthday party. Like, I don't want to get a freaking babysitter, but we got to go. If we don't go, it's going to be so much worse. So let's just go for like 5 minutes and then we'll get out of there. Like, I can totally see, like, that's a normal, that's not
sibling,
that's not a mean, I don't know if that was so mean
no,
as like,
of course not.
No one wants to go to this birthday party. You know, like we got to get a babysitter.
Welcome home party.
Okay, whatever. I don't know why I think it's a birthday party. Whatever. Okay, last clip. This is Spencer talking about you.
I wish her well. She's great on the show.
Obviously, we know there's stuff going on with your sister and all that stuff.
In her reality, I'm great with everyone in my family.
Do you feel like that's a one-way story or a two-way street?
It's a one-way story. But yeah, she can tell any story she likes.
Has that been hard on you guys at all to hear when that came out?
No, because we've been hearing stuff that all our whole time in reality television. People always like to comment.
What do you think?
I'm indifferent.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so funny. It just sounds like he's lying out of his teeth, you know?
Do you think it's hard for him to have to do this new narrative of not coming back?
What do you mean?
I mean, like, his old thing was like fire and vitriol. Like, I'm coming back at you, you know?
Really?
I feel like it was like, you know, like, I'm going to burn this bridge to the ground, like, type of a thing. And now he's doing the...
What, you're talking about the first one or like... This past year leading up to this.
I'm talking about like Old Hills.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, for sure.
And now he's like turning the other cheek, Spencer, which is just confusing to me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, do you think it's hard for him to do this? Because I think his natural reaction is to be like, F her, that's not true, this is why, X, Y, and Z, yada, 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 and like defend himself. And now he's having to do the, that's just her reality.
If he could defend himself, he would be doing that. But I had already called him out at the after show, so I think he fucking well knows to not fuck with me anymore.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm just so happy that the show is back, dude.
Me too. And I'm so happy I'm going to London this weekend.
Are you?
Yeah.
All right. So we'll be Skyping in next time?
Oh, show.
All right. Well, guess what? Hills, yeah.
Show's over.
Follow Prattcast on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.